From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
I never even said hello to him. But there he was on the first day of classes at the elementary school where I teach, a clean-cut, handsome guy with a friendly, open face. He was standing with the kindergarten line, and despite the necktie, he looked like he was hardly out of high school himself. He seemed to be one of those rare men who really like little kids. I was struck by his smiling patience as he concentrated on these smallest students squirming in line on the first day of school. As the year wore on, I saw him around the school, painting with the kindergartners or leading them in outdoor sports. "Who is he?" I finally asked the kindergarten teacher, who told me that he was from the university student teaching in her class. He seemed like a nice guy, and I kept meaning to introduce myself. But between my busy work days and the unceasing demands made on teachers, I never got around to it. Then one day, he was gone. I asked the kindergarten teacher, whatever happened to her student teacher? "Oh," she said, "he was in the reserves and he's been called up to active duty. He went to Iraq." I've never seen him again. But I have thought of him. When I read in the paper that 5 soldiers were killed in this roadside bomb, or 3 soldiers dead in Baghdad, I think of him. And it occurs to me that 4 years into this strange, faraway war, it has never actually seemed real to me until I personally saw someone vanish into, as the Marines call it, the meat grinder of Iraq. This man, this future teacher whom I never even said hello to, has taught me something. Every one of those more than 3,200 Americans killed in Iraq, each of them was somebody's son, somebody's brother, maybe even somebody's teacher. I never even said hello to him, and I never said goodbye either. With a Perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.